evening is verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. I want to suggest to you this evening, as we pray this verse, we will grow stronger in trust. Now, as a brief introduction, I want to pick up in the two opening words of this verse, give us. Because on the face of it, these words might seem selfish. We want, demanding, you give us this or that. A threat. If you don't give us, then we won't follow. A command. You must give us because we know our rights as the children of God. But when you see these words in the context of the Lord's Prayer, when you see them in the context of the Father Heart of God, they take on a whole new, different meaning. Give us, I want to suggest to you tonight, is a statement of expectancy that God can and God will deliver. Give us recognizes that the source of every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. In Matthew 7, Jesus again would encourage people to ask God with an expectancy that God would deliver. Verses 7 to 12, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, the one who knocks, the door will be open. Which of you, if your son would ask for a piece of bread, you would give him a stone? Or if he asked for a fish, would you give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask? God loves when we ask him for things. You know, the word give here in the Greek means to freely transfer. It means to impart without cost. It means to deliver. And as we pray, give us, it deepens our dependency on God and our trust in our Heavenly Father. Now, there are two areas of trust that I want to highlight before we pray together tonight. First of all, when we pray this verse, we grow stronger in trust in God's timing. Jesus says, pray, give us this day. This day speaks of God's timing. And God's timing is always perfect with his provision. It was for Elijah in 1 Kings 17. Remember, there was a drought on the land, and God said to Elijah, go eastward and hide in the Kereth ravine, and you will drink from the brook. And God says, I have directed, or I have commanded the ravens to feed you day by day. And every morning, the ravens brought Elijah breakfast. Every evening, they brought him dinner. God's provision was perfect. It was right on time. His timing for the Israelites in the wilderness was also perfect. Exodus 16, God said to them, I will supply you with food every day, with manna and with quail. So in the morning, they had as much manna as they could eat. And in the evening, they had much quail as they could eat. God's timing was perfect. His provision was right on time. You know, most scholars agree that at this point within the nation, in the wilderness, there was over 600,000 men. And they estimate, with the women and children, the population would have been somewhere around 2.4 million. Hey, that's a lot of manna. That is a lot of quail. But God delivered right on time. And Liz and I have found this over the years, that God's timing is always perfect when it comes to his provision. Let me testify to this. Liz and I were going to do a teaching tour in Brazil with a holiday in between. And we went to a conference 2 weeks before our flight. And at this conference, they were having a special offering to dig wells in third world countries. And Liz said to me, I think we should pray about how much we should give. And I said, yep, sure, let's do it. The Thursday came and Liz said to me, has God said anything to you about how much we should give? I said, no. Has he said to you? She said, yes. So I asked, well, how much should we give? And I was astounded at her reply. She said this. She said, I sense in my heart that God is asking us to empty our bank balance. So as you can imagine, I looked at her shocked and I said to her, are you serious? You do know we're leaving for Brazil in 10 days' time and you want to empty the bank balance? And she looked at me and she said, well, you did ask me, so I'm just sharing. We went to the bank. We saw how much we had in their account and how much we could give. And we wrote the check. That evening, we had baskets on the stage and they encouraged people to come forward during a worship song to give their offering as an act of worship. I think I was the last one to give my offering. And I went 3 steps forward and 2 back thinking, maybe God will change his mind. Maybe God will say, it was just a little test. You can keep your money, tear up the check. But he didn't. And I put the check in and we gave God all that we had. And we told nobody. And I want you to know this. The day before we flew to Brazil, we had more than twice the amount in the bank than we gave to God that evening. And that day, I learned 2 lessons. First of all, always listen to your wife. I see all these women nudging their husbands. Always listen to your wife. And secondly, believe that God's timing is always perfect when it comes to his provision. Secondly, when we pray this verse, we grow stronger as we trust in God's provision. We trust in his timing. We trust in his provision. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, the best definition of what this bread might look like for me has been penned by Martin Luther in 1529. And this is what he wrote. What does daily bread mean? Everything that nourishes our body and meets its needs, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, yard, fields, cattle, money, possessions, a devoted spouse, a devoted child, a devoted employer, a devoted and faithful ruler, good government, good weather, peace, health, discipline, honor, good friends, and faithful neighbors. And he ends by saying, and other things such as these. In other words, we trust God to provide everything that we need. Now, as I close, let me share 2 aspects about this provision. First of all, I want to suggest to you, it's personal. Paul writes to the church at Philippi and he says this, my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. God wants to meet our physical, our emotional, our mental, our spiritual, our financial needs. I believe in such a season as this, God longs to take our breath away with his provision. Let me testify to this. Several years ago, I read about this conference in the Leaders magazine for pastors in Canada. And they were all my favorite speakers. And I said to Liz, you know, I'd love to go to that conference. And she said, but we don't have the money for your flight. And I said, no, we don't. 3 days later, this young man brought me an envelope and he said this to me, this is for you. Now, to be honest, I thought he was leaving the church. When people leave the church nowadays, they might send you an email or a text, but then they sent you a little note, they sent you a letter, came in a brown envelope, and I thought he's leaving the church. When I opened the envelope, there was a note inside with a check, and this is what it said. When I was praying for you this morning, I saw a plane, and I felt prompted by God to give you this gift for a flight ticket to somewhere you feel God's asking you to go. And as I opened this envelope and read this note, I was reminded of verse 8 in Matthew 6, just before the Lord's Prayer, where Jesus says, your Father knows what you need even before you ask it. I tell you, this verse is the vaccine against anxiety. Your Heavenly Father, Daddy God, Papa, he knows what you need before you even ask him. And I believe this evening with all my heart, that God longs to take your breath away as he would provide for you as an individual. This provision is personal. Second aspect, it has to do with family. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. You know, we're encouraged in Scripture to love one another, to honor one another, to serve one another, to build one another up, and to carry each other's burdens. And some might ask the question, how do you do that? Well, I want to suggest to you, you do it through prayer. When we pray for each other, when we pray together, then the body, the family of God, is strengthened. One of my best friends, who's a pastor, was moving house because he was moving ministry. And I said to him, Rob, let's pray and let's agree together for a quick sale and a good price. And we did that over the phone. It went on the market 3 weeks ago. And he contacted me. He says, Paul, you'll never believe it. I said, I will. He said the first couple that came to view the house bought the house for the full asking price and they were cash buyers. I want to say to you this evening that when we come together to pray and when we agree in the spirit, things start to happen. Things change. Provision is released by God. Think of what happened in the early church when they devoted themselves to prayer and to each other. They had all things in common. Nobody went without. They saw miracle after miracle. The favor of the Lord was upon them. and the kingdom of God increased day by day. Surely that is the longing of our hearts. That is the prayer that we offer to God. I want to encourage you this evening as you break into your groups and as you continue this week to expect great things from God, especially when we pray. Give us this day, Lord, what we need. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. And as we pray this verse, let us grow deeper and let us grow stronger in our trust in God, in his timing, and in his provision. In Jesus' name, amen.